This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
On this solemn day, I recall that the first order of business for members of Congress is the solemn act to take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And with that opening statement from the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, she then turned the podium over to the Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
And those two impeachment charges against United States President Donald Trump accuse him of abuse of power and obstruction of justice in pressuring Ukraine to help him attack the 2020 election rivals. The charges, if approved by the House of Representatives in a vote expected next week, would make President Trump only the third U.S. president to be impeached. Now, those charges of impeachment do not remove him from office. They are tantamount to an indictment in a court of law after which he goes to trial in the United States Senate. Adam Schiff is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the House of Representatives.
Now, some would argue, why don't you just wait? Why don't you just wait until you get these witnesses the White House refuses to produce? Why don't you just wait until you get the documents the White House refuses to turn over? And people should understand what that argument really means. It has taken us 8 months to get a lower court ruling that Don McGahn has no absolute right to defy Congress.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.